This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, April 25th, 2012. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The brightest planet, Venus, continues to blaze in the western sky starting at sunset. Nearly as far north in the sky as it ever journeys, Venus continues to set in the northwest shortly after 11 o'clock p.m. Before it sets, Venus is bright enough to cast ultra-sharp shadows when observed from wilderness areas free from moonlight or artificial light pollution. Through a telescope, Venus displays a crescent phase. The apparent size of the planet will continue to grow while its phase narrows as Venus approaches its solar conjunction in rare transit across the face of the Sun on the afternoon of June 5th. Venus may be seen in broad daylight with the unaided eye or through binoculars. This week it can be found slightly south of the overhead point at 3:45 p.m. The crescent moon will appear to the lower left of Venus on Tuesday, April 25th. Planet Jupiter is becoming hard to find above the west-northwest horizon in evening twilight. It's best seen at 8 o'clock p.m. when it's 10 degrees high. The slender crescent moon will be 4 degrees above Jupiter on Sunday, April 22nd, close enough for both to be seen together through binoculars. The orange planet, Mars, outshines Leo the Lion's brightest star, Regulus, and appears high in the south as the sky grows dark. With an apparent diameter of 11 arc seconds, Mars is still large enough for its details to be seen through astronomical telescopes when the air is steady. Mars sets in the west at 4 o'clock a.m. Saturn is well placed for observation nearly all night long, moving from the southeast at nightfall to the west-southwest at dawn. It outshines but trails Virgo the Maiden's brightest star, Spica. The plane of the planet's spectacular rings is tilted 14 degrees in our direction. The moon is new on the morning of Saturday, April 21st, and emerges into the western sky on the following evening in waxing crescent phase. By Tuesday, April 24th, it will set at 10:50 p.m. The Lyrid meteor shower reaches its peak on Saturday night and early Sunday morning, the 21st and 22nd of April. It is visible after 11 o'clock p.m. and is best at the start of dawn, 4:44 a.m., when the radiant near Lyra the Liar's bright star Vega is nearly at the zenith. At that time, expect to see one Lyrid meteor every 3 minutes from ideal viewing locations, free from urban light pollution. The date of its maximum this year coincides with the new moon. The Lyrids are the first major meteor shower in the last 15 months not hindered by moonlight. Free public viewing of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night is available in clear weather 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, through Griffith Observatory's telescopes before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party of the Los Angeles Astronomical Society and the Sidewalk Astronomers is scheduled for Saturday, April 28th. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.